Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The U.S. women's soccer team defeated Spain 2-1 yesterday to advance to the quarterfinals. Team USA will now face France in Paris on Friday. The winner of that game is favored to win it all. So let's go, ladies. Come on, yeah. Ladies. Kick those balls. According to a new study, drinking coffee just might help you burn off fat. The researchers found that coffee can stimulate something called brown fat in your body, which heats up and burns calories. Well, let me tell you, I don't believe it because I drink coffee every day and I'm still pretty fat. What do you think about this one? I think this is kind of shady. A bride and a maid of honor were busted trying to cheat the rest of the bridal party out of hundreds of dollars. The bride and the maid of honor told the six other women in the bridal party that the dresses were going to be $400 each. The maid of honor decided she would pay for all the dresses on her credit card because she wanted the air miles, and the women would pay her directly. Okay, nothing wrong with that. But one woman went to the store for her fitting and was told the dress was only $200.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently the bride and the maid of honor had kind of come up with an idea to charge the women double to help pay for the bride's dress. The woman let the rest of the bridesmaids know, and four of them dropped out of the wedding immediately.
Yeah, I would. That is so shady to do. Honestly, it's like a kind of a chore to be in someone's wedding anyways, because you have to pay for so much stuff. Then to do that, I had a sorority sister who did that. And she was actually our treasurer, and apparently, like, the FBI was investigating.
Dang.
Because she was in charge of, like, all of our money.
Liv, if that happens to you, are you dropping out of the wedding?
Absolutely. I just need an excuse to drop out of the wedding anyways, and then, like, that just falls on my lap. Perfect.
When you guys, okay, yeah, well, we'll see what happens at wedding. Best of luck. When you guys go to a hotel or a motel, do you guys check anything just for, you know, before you get into bed or in the room just to make sure it's okay? Is there anything in particular you look for?
I never lay on the bed with the comforter on. I immediately take the comforter off.
Okay.
And depending on how the restaurant looks, I like will be scared to even sleep in the bed.
All right, what about you, Porkchop? Anything you're looking at, like, in the hotel? You're like, well, I want to make sure there's nothing gross over here or over there.
I really should, but I don't.
Okay, well, a Colorado man stabbed himself in the toe with a hypodermic needle that was under a bed in Florida. His attorney
said, that is so gross.
Yes, his attorney said, quote, he had something in his hands and just kind of slid his foot under the bed, which we all do, and his foot took a hit from the hypodermic needle.
So it was an accident.
Total, but the point is there was an exposed needle under the bed. When he took the needle out, blue fluid came out of the syringe. Tests are being done to find out exactly what was in the syringe, and the man's currently attempting to get payment from the hotel to cover the medications needed to reduce the chance of contacting HIV, because you don't know what was in there, especially when people shoot up with drugs. There's all kinds of things that they could have and transmit.
That is Spider-Man. So scary.
At least you're on the positive here, Lenny. I don't think he's going to be Spider-Man, but anything's possible. But yeah, there's a photo where, like, the needle's in his toe. It's
I don't want to see that. That's graphic
content. Well, you'll be able to. JoeAndAlexShow.com. Mm. We'll put it up on Joe's Need to Know News. And finally, this cat must have nine lives or something. This is an incredible story. Last week, after grabbing some clothing for a load of laundry, a woman named Stephanie shut the door without thinking. She set the machine to express wash and walked away. 35 minutes later, when the cycle was done, she goes there and she notices, hey, why are my clothes still dripping wet? Well, she was just about to shut the door again when she saw a single white paw sticking out from the wet laundry. Somehow her one-year-old cat Felix had found his way into the machine. She quickly took him out and called her dad, who raced them to the Animal Emergency and Referral Center in Minnesota. I guess although Felix the cat had lost his vision and had pneumonia from the amount of water in his lungs, he survived and is better now. He can see and he started eating, but he's still on oxygen. Guys, let's just recreate this here. Doing laundry, shut the door. Cat's like, meow, okay, this looks comfy. Sits in there 35 minutes. It's tumbling in water like it's a magician trying to do an escape act.
Oh, my gosh.
And it somehow survives?
That's a miracle cat.
How do cats live that long?
A miracle cat.
The two things that live forever, it's cats and cockroaches.
Yeah. I don't know. They're like, they have powers. Cats are heroes. Don't do it. Joseph, don't do it.
Do what?
No, don't do
it. You gotta tell me what not to do so I don't do it.
You're gonna play the sound.
What sound?
I'm not joking. Don't
do
it.
Does anyone know what you're talking about?
All right, he's going to play the sound of the bug that we were just talking about, because that's my biggest fear.
No, I'm not. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. You happy? Jeez.
Okay. Oh, I knew it!